everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week to ask Veronica for some questions and to do our little report. You know, we always do a little update on our animals. I only have good things to report this week. Everyone is eating well, and that also means they're pooping well. You have to watch that too. Looks like nobody's in pain. The tortoises are the only ones on the property right now that are pretty ticked off because we had a lot of rain. Like over Christmas it rained, and over Happy New Year it rained. And the tortoises, they operate. They have to have heat and they have to have sunshine on their shells to get energy. So there's the danger if you don't put them in a warm environment that they could not be able to move, stop eating, because they don't have the energy to eat, and it can cause them damage or even kill them. So I had a hide built, and I think I told you all about that before. The hide is heated on the inside with those infrared lights that are for reptiles when you have a little aquarium with a reptile in it. That's across the top, and it's on the ground, so, you know, defecating and peeing and all that stuff goes right into the ground, and they pretty much have been in there constantly for the past 2 weeks. Today was the first day there was sunshine. So I opened up the door of it and everything. I opened it up. Right now, in this second, they're all sunning. And I can tell that they're working their way up because they haven't eaten in a couple of days because they just didn't have the energy to be able to do it. I offer it and they might nibble a little bit, but they're not getting that good food that they need. So I think today's the day. I think everybody's going to have a feast today. So when we get done with the show, I'm going to go cut vegetables, soak hay, and give out some lettuce because these poor guys are hungry. That's the only, I will say, negative thing that's been going on, and it's because something we can't control, the weather. So anyways, I need to know, Tony, how little Kai is.
He's doing fine. You know, I mean, it's been pretty cold here. But the weird thing is we're starting out at 24 degrees and then we shoot up to 41. And yeah, which is weird. But anyway, he hasn't really been outside unless I've carried him. And he doesn't understand why, but you know.
Well, it's too cold. And you probably have snow on the ground, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me a video of him playing in the snow, but it snows only fun when you're first playing in it. And after a while, it gets to be not a good experience.
Yeah, it's not as good. So instead of him catching a cold, he has been housebound. But he does go out with me every day where I have to go do things. So at least he does get out. But he's doing well.
Oh, I'm so glad. He's one of my favorite little puppies. Well, Guinness always asks how he is.
I've got you on speaker, and you better say he's your favorite.
He's my absolute favorite on the planet.
Okay, he's looking at the phone, so I know he heard you.
Oh, good, good. He is my favorite. Yes. In me.
I told you. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Well, I've also got Guinness over here listening. He's going, what? What are you saying? What are you doing?
You don't mean that, Mom.
No. I told him, I said, well, yes, I have to say this. It's part of the script.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm going to go get Veronica. And okay. Please say hello to everybody. And give my little Kai a big kiss.
I sure will. Well, hello, okay. Everyone. To the show today. And again, we've got good questions, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Michael. Veronica. It seems that ego and greed has been the downfall of many civilizations throughout history. Is this true of all dimensional spaces in which there is a physicality? Yeah.
Well, we say that you are absolutely correct in saying that it has been the downfall of many civilizations. But it's not true of all dimensional spaces. There are dimensional spaces that are more evolved and advanced than the one you're in. So all civilizations and a lot of energy goes through this sort of growing period where they have to participate and the greed and the other thing, they usually trip themselves up and the civilization falls. In other dimensional spaces, they've already been through that. And some of them are very peaceful and harmonic. Some dedicate things to creativity. Some are just plain wonderfully evolved vibrations that try to help places like Earth that really need the help with their, you know, growing. But yes, there are other dimensional spaces with physicality where you can incarnate into as a physical that has nothing to do with greed or lack of ego, you know, a good ego. The bad egos are not that great in their reality, but there are much more dimensional spaces that is better than some of the things that go on in this particular reality that you all are in. We know you're all really wanted to hear that, but that is the truth.
All right. Susan writes in, Veronica, do you know if the infinite soul whose last manifestation was the Christ energy 2,000 years ago is posed to intervene in this chaotic time?
There are many Christ-like energies. Earth has the Jesus Christ energy, but there are other energies that are similar to the Christ-like energy that are here on the planet. Now, it's not a huge event. It's very subtle, but there are quite a few highly evolved frequencies that are trying to assist the Earth at this time. The Christ energy came in, but it is only one account. There are many other accounts, not having to do with Christianity, that have evolved in your reality over time. We'd say that there's not going to be like what they call, there's some religious groups call the second coming of Christ as one individual. There are many of them that are coming, even now, to subtly try to turn the tables to be a better reality. But it's not going to be like it was, and that's one account. The Christ story is one account in linear reality. The Christ-like beings have been here before, and they're here now. And it will continue because it's very obvious that a lot of the Earthlings need a lot of help. So those kinds of things will come in, but not just one. There's more than one. And that should give comfort to all of you.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Joni. How do we know if we are on the path that we decided upon before we reincarnated, or if we have veered off course?
Well, all of you who have come to the planet on a mission to be helpful, to serve, to try to make it better for everyone else, you kind of know. We've talked to many who come and say, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something else besides what I'm doing. A lot of that happens. And when you decide you're going to do something in the reality, it comes to be that when you're off course, you do feel it physically. Many of you feel like you forgot something. Many of you feel it in your heart. If your heart feels empty and you go, I got to fill my heart up to be helpful. So you do know, you do have an inkling, but a lot of you just can't put your finger on exactly what that is. But if you're veered off course, you want to get back on course. And you will keep having these ideas and thoughts until you get yourself back up on course. So it's not like it's a big mystery. You know. And if you are a healer or if you are somebody who's supposed to be doing that in the reality and you're finding yourself that you're you know, working in a store, or you're not doing the work that you planned before you came here, you know it. Not easy to forget eternal guidelines and things that you decided upon in the eternal. You do send markers to yourself and you do send reminders.
Okay. Janet would like to know, is mental illness ever something that a soul agrees to before incarnating? Or is it a function of environment or genetics?
When one is deciding what they're going to experience in an upcoming life, you don't really exactly decide you're going to become mentally ill, but you do know that the circumstances could support that, and you do know that by coming into the reality that there may be environmental things or genetics that promote that. So it's everything that you've asked here. You do agree, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen, and you know that on a higher level. You know that it's how you make the choices whether it happens or not. When you get into the reality, of course, all of that information seems to slip away, and mental illness hits upon you, and while you're linear, everyone else says, oh, well, it's the environment. Oh, well, it's the genetics. You know, he had a mother who was not quite right in the head. So you do agree to it on some level, but again, you also know that it's all choice-making when you get there, and you can decide to abdicate when you get there, your blueprint plan. There are also really highly evolved healers that come in and sometimes participate in illnesses or mental illness, some sort of illness, so that they can better, when they come into another reality, better be able to help because they've experienced it for themselves. And it can come genetically, it can come environmentally, and it can come from just reaction to things that go on in the reality that re-trigger you into the mental illness state.
Okay. Well, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that'd be great.
All right.
Well, everyone, again, I mean, the show just goes so fast. But again, good questions. And I always encourage you to write in if you want more information on anything we spoke about today. Write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. We'd like to say today how important it is to have a good relationship with yourself and your soul. It's really important to acknowledge the soul, and it's important to acknowledge your place in the reality that you've manifested into. Having that relationship keeps you in line with your purpose, keeps you in line with how the life will go. So we'd say everybody should start paying attention to your inner self. Pay attention to what your soul is talking about. Participate with intention. You can go through your day, your linear day. Some of you have jobs. Some of you are taking care of children. Some of you are artists. All kinds of things you can choose. But the most important choice you make is having a good relationship with your soul and conversations with yourself to determine what you really need in the reality. It's easy to get distracted in physical reality. So easy. You can get caught up in a lengthy list of stuff. But if you stop every day and say, whoa, wait a minute, all this drama, all this stuff, I'd like to know how I am internally, because that needs to be nurtured before I can do anything well in the external. So decide in this new year that you have that you're going to make a practice of that. Sit with yourself. Think through how you are moving through the reality. Think through if you feel like you are fulfilling your purpose, because sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're just going from one drama to another in the linear reality and never get to the point of why you're there. So having a relationship with your soul is a way to keep that from happening. Decide today, more time in meditation, contemplation, and talking to your soul. It's vitally important on your journey.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Great message as always. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.